KEA ZKC mobile monitoring. KEA ZKC mobile monitoring. KEA ZKC listening. KEA ZKC listening. KEA ZKC listening. KEA ZKC. KEAIJC, KCALDO.
You get to call their, oh, here's Kilowatt Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo. I heard you were calling somebody, but I didn't hear who you were calling or who you call us.
Yeah, this is KEAZKC. I'm not sure how well I'm getting in there, but I keep getting a station popping up my screen here with the radio ID of 2. So I don't know if something weird is happening just because I'm getting a quarter signal or something else is happening. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here.
I'm not sure who he was calling. See, there was a station in Grand Rapids that come up with that, that too. I was just trying to figure out who that was because I didn't catch his call when he made a call. I'm not sure if he was calling you or who he was calling, but that station in Grand Rapids there, you want to try it again?
Yeah. KCALDO calling station Kilo, Charlie 8, J-I-Z.
Good afternoon. Driving truck, so it's kind of hard to get your call there, but your radio ID, you have a radio ID of 2 on there. You need to go in and put your DMR radio ID in. And one of the reasons is they won't populate across the system correctly, so I'm not sure if you're savvy with programming or what, but I mean, it's working right now, but it's something that, Joe was saying there, he's trying to figure out on his radio, so I didn't know if you were aware of it, but I guess you are now. Over.
Yeah, I just threw this in at the last minute. I'm from the Sterling Heights area. I'm excited to try them up here in Grand Rapids for the rally. I'm trying to get a call of a buddy that's been Howell. So I probably forgot to set the ID and the channel memory properly.
Yeah, it appears as though I'd have to go back in the C-Bridge here and look, but appears when you get your channels right because you're on statewide one, slot one, so that part of it's right. Your audio is a little hot, but I mean that's not going to keep you from talking on it. But your radio ID, we'll go ahead and make your call to somebody that you're trying to call there. Sorry, I will stand by. And there was another station that was in Fenton there, Joe. So. Go ahead and make your call again and see if you can hook up with who you're trying to hook up with. I'll stand by. TV8SWR.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Kilo Charlie 8 from Rima Alpha Oscar calling KEA IJZ. KEA IJZ. Kilo Charlie 8 from Rima Alpha Oscar. It doesn't look like I'm getting any reply. Okay, I'm going to clear the repeater, let whoever else wants to use it, go ahead. KCA, all the old clear.
Okay, sounds good. So just wanted to make you aware of your ID issue there, so not a biggie. I've got to jump out of the truck here, so I'll be clear as well. Go ahead and pick it up there. I don't know if you go by Joe or Joseph, but go ahead, pick it up. Give me an estimator.
Yeah, KEA ZKC, I'll just be listening and monitoring.
Bye-bye.
KEA ZKC, listening. KEA ZKC, listening. KEA ZKC, listening. Rock Station calling, you are in and clear. KEA ZKC, radio check. KEA ZKC, radio check. K-E-H-Z-K-C. K-E-H-Z-K-C. K-E-H-Z-K-C, you listening? And also Radio Check. K-E-H-Z-K-C, you listening? K-E-H-Z-K-C, you listening? K-E-H-Z-K-C, you listening? K-E-H-Z-K-C, you listening? K-E-H-Z-K-C. K-E-H-Z-K-C, you listening? K-E-H-Z-K-C, you listening? K-E-H-Z-K-C, you listening? K-E-H-Z-K-C, you listening?
K-E-H-Z-K-C. Good evening from W-8-O-P.
W-8-C-O-P. How are you doing today? I decided to get around to downloading the Radio ID database to my radio, so I'm playing around with that, and you're the first contact I made since I did that. So stay with me here if I get distracted trying to read everything and figure this out.
Well, very good. Well, you probably do see my info there, W-8-C-O-P. My name's Chris. Up here in Rose City, or Ogama County, northeast of the West Branch. Coming to you on a hot spot, using Brandmeister.
Oh, yeah, very well. I'm hitting the Fenton Tower right now, which I guess is the main tower for the network. But, yeah, I know Rose City. My father used to own a cabin up there. And, actually, at one point, I broke my back up in Rose City. So I'm very familiar with that place. Go ahead.
Well, sorry to get from that. And a popular area. Originally from the Detroit area. Moved up here 16, 17 years ago. And I apologize if you can hear the dog barking in the background.
Oh, yeah, it sounds a dog. But no, it's a funny story from, I don't know, it was 2008, so what? 15, 16 years later? It's funny now. But, yeah, he had a cabin. I can't remember the lake name at the moment, but I want to say it was called Island Lake. For some reason, that name sticks with me. But it was like 120 feet. No, not that much. I don't know. It was 120 steps down the bluff to his cabin on the lake. And, you know, the main river was all the way up there. But I haven't been up there. He sold that thing probably 8 years ago, and I haven't been up there since. But it's a nice area. I'll give it that. And it's definitely a different environment compared to the Detroit area. Because I'm in Howell right now. That's where I live. And it's not bad out here, but I prefer up north like everybody else does.
Well, you're with Island Lake and the elevation there. Yeah, most of those cabins were up on the hill. So, but I'm west of the town, north of Rose City Road, about 5.5 miles out in the middle of the woods. And where it's currently 70 degrees, we were up to 82 or and, yeah, definitely different in the downstate.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. But I'm surprised it's actually warmer up there than it is down here. But, it's really nice here. I remember downtown. You can call it downtown. But I remember town anyway. But yeah, so I didn't hear the first part of that. How did you end up there?
Well, bought a cabin up here in 1989 on the property here. And then at 5, we tore it down and built a home here. And then, never regret it for a minute. I hate going south of Bay City anymore.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. That's, Yeah, I try. Whenever I'm up there, I normally go up, my parents have a boat up in Frankfort, on Lake Michigan, and when I'm up there, I don't want to go back south, and you can tell when you hit the, wherever the unofficial up north, down south cutoff is, probably around Clare Bay City area, you can just tell that all of a sudden everybody shows up. So it's always kind of funny. I normally avoid going up there during the weekends with the tourists. I go up on like a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday type deal, and enjoy the slow, quiet areas compared to the full touristy weekends where it's just slam packed. You can barely get around.
Yeah, well, that's the nature of it up here. Weekends are pretty busy, and I live on a small road and 10-acre parcels, mostly cabins. We're the only ones that live here year-round, and so the road, even the weekends, but during the week, it's paradise.
Well, I believe it, but all right. Well, I gotta go take care of the dogs because they're getting themselves in places they should not be. So I'm gonna sign off for the time being, and I'll pop back on in a little bit. So I'll say 7-3 for the time being, and pass to you for the final here, KE8ZKC.
All right, Joe. Well, have a good evening. And yeah, the dogs definitely keep us busy. That's for sure. 7-3 till we talk again. WCOP.
KE8ZKC, listening. KE8ZKC, listening. KE8ZKC, listening. KE8ZKC, listening. KE8ZKC.